KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. We're Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have a special guest with us today. It's Master Teresa. Teresa is an excellent Qigong master, and she's written a beautiful book called Life Force, The Miraculous Power of Qigong. And you can find out more about Teresa if you go to her website, masterteresa.com. Teresa is spelled TERESA.com. Well, welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
I'm very pleased to have you. I know we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's just coming together.
Well, we say we do the right thing at the right time and with the right people.
There you go. Yeah. She's also doing the Whole Life Expo in Toronto this weekend, so it was actually kind of a good timing, but, you know, a little bit challenging to get here on time. But we're all good. Everything happened on right. But if you are going to the Whole Life Expo in Toronto, give Teresa a chat by when you go by her and just talk to her about Qigong. Because she can, obviously, Qigong is a very ancient Chinese exercise, life force, energy. I mean, it's really everything, but it's best obviously to be shown versus to be heard on a radio. So that's why I would recommend connecting with Teresa. And so let's back up. Let's talk a little bit about your story, and then we want to talk about Master Wu, because he was obviously very important in your life and how you became master.
Oh, the story went on about maybe 17 years ago, and then I have a friend. He has a father coming to Toronto, Canada, and is coming from China. And he told me his father can do Qigong. I said, yeah, breathing exercise of Chinese, supposed to be very miraculous. I said, wow, that's nice to have a teacher coming in town. So I said, yes, I'll entertain your father and find some friends to learn from him. So that's how I started. The next day, my teacher is in town with his wife, and I just started to learn Qigong, and he showed us some exercise and sent me some energy. You see the energy, we call them Qi. They say the Qi master can send energy out from the hand, and then it will motivate the life force inside you. And then when you feel the energy, then you feel very excited. It may be a feeling of a magnetic feeling, a warmth coming up, or just a sensation coming around your body. It's like when people go for acupuncture, they put a needle in and they feel a little weird, a magnetic feeling sometimes. That's what the Qi feels like. And when you practice, then you will feel it. So at that time, my teacher sent me energy, and I honestly to say, I don't feel anything. So, and there are a few relatives in the room they could feel, and I felt really a bit stupid, really. Yeah. So, anyways, it took me 14 days to understand what I'm supposed to feel, and wow, I got so excited as I felt a warmth running up my spine when I was at home practicing. Wow, I was really excited. And that's the journey it starts, right? And then they said Qigong exercise is like a breathing exercises. I would say it only take about maybe 5% of exercise of Tai Chi.
Right.
So it's really simple to do, really.
I mean, I think that's the one problem with Tai Chi is that there's 108 positions. And so mostly you're spending all your time trying to learn the dance, the positions and the movements, and you're not focusing on the breathing as much. So with Qigong, it's much simpler to learn the exercises with the breathing to allow the qi to move.
Exactly. So we can actually just practice some breathing together. And then we are trying to connect the mind to the body. It's almost like, oh, if I have a disease in the body, then of course I want my body to improve quickly, right? Then the qi exercise in a way is helping us to talk to that part of the body by moving the thoughts to the area. And then the energy will move there at the same time. And if it works, oh, that's and then solve all the problems. That sounds like that. Physically, right. Emotionally, feeling better. And then that would be a big contribution to our spiritual development there, to realize, I say, I am in charge of me. And if I can in charge of my energy, right. Or we call it qi, I can in charge of my life and I make things happen to me. Because we say the like attracts like. If I feel better, stronger, and then good things happen. That's what Laurie is teaching, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the other thing about Qigong, and I talk about this a lot, you know, yoga is really good for you, but it doesn't actually build qi. It keeps your spine subtle so that the energy can flow up and down your spine, but it doesn't actually build qi. Where Qigong actually does build qi because of the way the exercises and the breathing are allowing our bodies to move and to build, which I think is different. And I do know that Tai Chi can build energy, but again, we get so fixated, especially in North America, to doing everything right that we're not focusing on the breathing. We're not allowing the energy to flow. So I think that's the benefits of Qigong versus some of the other modalities that are out there.
Yeah, the leader of the Qigong exercises play an important role in, we say, stimulating the flow of energy of the students, because the teacher, the way they give the sound, the instructions, helps the students to go deeper, quicker. It's like, we are meditating with some soft, simple movements. Right. So the sooner we can go into a deeper state, then we can actually let that energy rises up. Wow. And they feel a big, nice warmth coming in your body. Wow. And then they say, wow, this is what I'm going for. And then some, even yoga instructors, they say, wow, they never thought Qigong can bring that state to them. Right. It's almost that if I'm not in that state, I actually could not imagine what it's like when I'm actually there.
Right. Practice. We could try and practice a little bit of breathing, sure. What I want you to know is that Master Teresa can send you energy. So if you connect in with her voice, I realize that there's a little bit of a pronunciation. Because obviously Teresa is from China and Hong Kong. So just sit with her and just sit with the feeling and just listen, because she wants to help you do some breathing exercises. So feel into her energy and allow it to flow through you.
Excellent. So what we do is, in any position, sit, stand, you know, just loosen up the muscles and put the tongue. Put your tongue on top of the palate, behind the teeth. Find a spot that is comfortable. So in our mouth, the meridians, you know, which is the energy, they flow down the front of the body. But as it arrive at the mouth, it actually get cut off. So as a baby, we always been putting our tongue on top of the palate. In the mother's womb, you know. The next time if you see a baby, newborn baby, just open their mouth and look. And the tongue is right there, touching the roof. So we will do some nose breathing exercises. And so I just guide you through each part of the body, and then we just think about letting go. So we relax the head, relax the neck, relax the shoulders, so relax the chest, relax the abdomen, relax the back, relax the arms, hands, fingers, relax the legs, the feet, the toes. So relax the whole body. So we will make a sound, song, S-O-O-N-G, which means relax in Chinese. So the sound vibrates and it's very healing. It's like song. So this time when we go through each part of the body, then we vibrate that part of the body with that sound. So in our mind, we can add the intention of letting go stress in that part of the body.
Please let don't go. Listen to this while you're driving. Just
oh.
If you're doing this, just try and be relaxed. Not driving.
Yeah, relax all the frustrations too. Yeah. Oh, so you can open your eyes to do.
Sure. If,
for those that can close their eyes, and they can get internalized. It's a beautiful stress reduction exercise we're doing right now. So we will song the head, breathe in, song neck, breathe in, song shoulders, breathe in, song chest, breathe in, song abdomen, breathe in, song the back, relax, breathe in, song arms, hands, fingers, relax, breathe in, song the leg, feet, toes, relax, breathe in, song for a moment, we can think about a part of the body that even may be icky or stressful, and then put the energy there as we song. I send you some chi too. I release that tension there. You are in charge of you. Give it a shot. Breathe in. Song. Breathe in, song, breathe in, song, breathe in, song, breathe in. Song, breathe in, song. So the energy or the chi goes to where the mind is.
We do have to go to a break, if that's okay. Is this a good time? All right. You are listening to Master Teresa. Find out more information about her at masterteresa.com. Teresa spelled T-E-R-E-S-A. and you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
As a woman in business, you know you need to get yourself out there and promote yourself, but you don't feel comfortable with it, and nothing you're doing right now is helping you reach what you know is your full potential. Is this you? It's time to reach out to Bonnie Marcus, womenssuccesscoaching.com. With Bonnie's guidance, hundreds of professional women have connected with their unique value and have learned how to effectively communicate that value to others. And as a result, they've seen dramatic results. More confidence, more clients, more promotions, more income. This could be you. You need a new approach. Connect to your value and talent and let the world know what you have to offer. Contact Bonnie Marcus, Women's Success Coaching. Email Bonnie, bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com today for your complimentary 30-minute strategy session and make the decision to take control of your career today. That's bonnie@womenssuccesscoaching.com.
Grace on the water, lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls for you tonight to share this moonlight.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Master Teresa here with us. Right before the break, we did a lovely relaxation exercise. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it. If you enjoyed it and had a great time, go back and listen to it. It will be posted again. The energy will still be there. The energy she was sending was a lovely, lovely energy. Fixed up my neck, so we're good. What did you, I mean, we have so much we can talk about here. I mean, Master Wu is no longer with us, but that meant that his lineage was sort of passed down to you. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the lineage is the teachers, you know, they learn a discipline and then they pass on to the next student to become the master. And then another master passed on the next master, and each master, they cultivated their energy and they create their own different routines, right? Okay. And then the thing with my teacher is he's a bit unique, because he actually was very strong in his kung fu himself, and he learned all over China from in the mountains, teachers everywhere, they exchange knowledge from each other. And he would taught them some kung fu, and then they would taught him some specialty of theirs. And then he bring them all the knowledge together, and then he started to create his own style.
Right, so, and it is very different from other. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to look at it and experience it to know it's just different. I mean, it's different from any of the Qigong I had learned in the past. And I know you have a lovely eye one too, which apparently you can get right on the digital online digital website that they can actually download it and learn it from there, which is great.
Yeah. So we say the eye is the window of our health, right? And we know that if we go iridology, then you can see anything over the body just looking at the eye, right? So as we practice the eye, we actually are improving the energy there, and then it will go back to all over our whole body.
Okay.
And behind the eye is the brain. Right. And there are glands inside the brain, just inside the eye, actually. So so besides, like, it's a good... people say it's a blessing to have it around. So as time goes on, people do have aging eyes and glaucoma, old age retina detach, and the list goes on. And what could you do, right? So we know there are exercises for eyes designed by the different people. But then now the magical part is this routine was created in the late 1980s in China. At that time, the teacher's mother's eye was bleeding.
Oh.
And yeah, it's going blind. So, and he, actually Master Wu went home and realized his mother was, wow, what's gonna do? So he just created the form to save the eyes of the mother.
Nice.
And then he sent his healing, and it was very miraculously, she recovered in a few weeks, and it was quite a shock to the hospital. And the doctor just realized something never happened before, a patient recovered so quickly. And then my teacher did not tell the doctor that she was doing Ai Qigong, right? So, and actually, you know, things happen, you know, up with time, more and more people do, and then they realize there's something interesting going on. So, and then there was a lot of research that was done afterwards. That was about 4,000 people was researched in China, and then clinically led by 100 medical team. And then my teacher ran a 3-year research on the eye program, and the result was amazingly over 90% people all get some help in this way or that way. So when I was introduced to it, right, and my eldest daughter was 10 years old when I first started Qigong. So I'm 56 now, so it's not a secret, but just thought if it inspires you, I don't wear eyeglasses now. I actually was wearing it when I was 13 all my life, actually. Mm-hmm. And then my second daughter was only 4 years old, and then she was 6, and my son was 4. Anyways, so, and then my eldest daughter's eye was getting worse. I need new prescription, and I don't want to spend money on eyeglasses. Wow, God, they're going to have the new glasses again or something. So actually, I just said, why don't we experiment on the eye qigong, right? So, and then we just got her practice every day for a few months, and then it stopped. And then after those, we realized that eye can actually get better. And then it will stop her from just really shooting getting worse at that time, right? So she went on practicing, but she's a little bit lazy, right? She didn't do all the time, but it sort of hold the prescription, and it actually went down a bit. And then my second daughter now is 23, and then is graduate from psychology university, going for master right now, applying. Mm-hmm. And then my son is 22. He actually is a national athlete, and got 3 gold medals for Ontario, for Canada. And also he went to the U.S. Nationals, got a medal back too, 400 meter hurdles. And that was a couple years ago. Anyway, so they, both of them do not need eyeglasses. Just to let you know, my ex-husband and me, we both wear eyeglasses. It's almost impossible, according to the doctors, that the children don't wear eyeglasses. So whenever my children need, seems like the eye blurry, then I practice Tai Chi Gong, right? And then they practice, and then they don't need the prescription. And then this is how it has been done the last 17 years. Wow. So they are so proud of themselves, they don't need eyeglasses. And then she was having fun and just wear eyeglasses, see how it feels like. Because other people have one, it's like fashion, right? Yeah. So that was the story of the Tai Chi Gong. And then we have been asked by people all over the world how to learn. So last year, I finally just make a decision to do it. And I put the video on together. And then there are actually 6 videos to teach you how to practice just like that, you know, and don't have to come to see me anymore. Right. The video, I think it works.
I'm sure it does. And that was an interesting thing, because I was going to ask you, there were a whole bunch of things under the eye, Qigong, that didn't seem related to the eyes. So I was wondering how that, but you already explained that your eye is so important. Oh.
First is we know the eye is connecting with the liver, and we know when people have jaundice, they actually show it in the eyes. So the eye actually help people to detoxify.
Really?
So when your body is actually running low on energy, then they will draw resources from your organs, wherever they can find. So usually they will be drawing from the liver. So if you find some people in your life that's really acting out, right, getting really upset and frustrations and raising the voice or whatever, then we will say that they're getting, of course, they're a bit angry, right, resentful, whatever. Then we say the liver energy is out of balance, right? So they could be not sleeping, or they could be eating the wrong food. And then we will say they are actually storing the energy in the liver, which is holding anger. That's how the TCM theory is based on, is the liver is connecting with the eyes.
And TCM is traditional Chinese medicine. Yeah.
So as we practice the eye, which is the breathing exercise, breathe in and breathe out or something, and then we actually will be moving the eye different ways, connecting with the breath work. And the way we actually we say synchronizing, we have the body working together as a team. And then the result is very relaxed, and then you feel you want to sleep sooner. And then your sleep is deeper, and the body sleeps and repair. And at the same time, you actually are helping the muscles holding the eyeball to get some real discipline exercises, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as the eyes is moving all the time, this, that, turn, and whatever, nonstop the whole day, it actually needs discipline. As any part of the body needs exercise, how come the eyes does not need exercises, right? And with the computer, looking, yes, staring at it all the time, everyone have a black eye circle these days, eh? Mm-hmm. And then they have headaches, they have migraines, and they're all rooting around this area, just right above the eyebrow area. It's all here.
Right. And then a lot of people have stress there and tension. We need to go to our next break, but so you are listening to Master Teresa. It's a treat having her on. We're probably going to do a few shows together. And I highly recommend checking out her YouTube as well, because there, I think, Teresa said there's 65 videos up there on YouTube. So you can find out a lot of information. Her book also, Life Force, The Miraculous Power of Qigong. It has all of the exercises for the Qigong. I don't think the I is on there, but you can
it's
get
for entry-level Qigong right. that we put together.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. And testimonials.
And lots of testimonials. Lots
Laurie
and lots.
Has one
find.
There, too.
Oh, there you go. All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Master Teresa. You can find out more about her at her website, masterteresa.com. She's going to be at the Whole Life Expo in Toronto this weekend, so it starts tonight. I don't know if anybody's planning on going, but, you know, take the time and connect with Teresa. You can also, you know, when you go to her website or you can Google her name, would it be under Master Teresa, your YouTube as well? Yeah. All right. So Google her name and you can find a whole bunch of different videos on there that give you a lot of information. We were talking about some fun things that that you can actually see when you there's a video on your hand length.
Yeah, that was always like the one that most people find is fun. What we do is we have people measure their hand, you know, using the baseline.
Right.
You know, and then
so right at the bottom base of your wrist.
And then we separate the hand and visualize one hand get longer. And then I give a little charge of energy out. And then we work together and then it grows. Yeah, there's a YouTube on that one.
That's great. Although I'm trying to think if there would be other things that we could imagine growing, but our hands, interesting. I mean, it's a...
Yeah. Some people said, can they grow taller?
Yes, exactly. That would be my thought, yes. Yeah.
But we'll shrink later.
Yeah. We go back after our intention is gone, yes. So, you know, take some time and check out her YouTube videos, because it sounds like there's a lot of interesting things on there.
Yeah.
One of the things we were sort of talking about at break is, you know, we have, I think North America is going through abundance problems, or I guess lack problems more than abundance problems. And you wanted to mention about, you know, how we could sort of get back on track.
Yeah.
By changing our energy.
Exactly. So we look at our feelings as vibrations, right? So Qigong is a very high vibration of love, you know. So when we in the state of miserable or worry or something, then we actually vibrating in a lower level. So as we practice our qi, so we're actually raising our energy to the better vibration. That's why we feel so relaxed and even want to rest and go to sleep and then get rested and feel strong again. So the practice of qigong is actually change your vibration to a good vibration, and then you stop worrying about what's going on in your life. Hmm. We say, what I give out is what I attract back. So a good way of changing and how we think is after a nice qigong practice, as you are emptying your thoughts, at that moment, then you think about being grateful and think about happiness. Well, I can't be happy. I'm so frustrated. How can I be happy? Then I say, can you think about someone's wedding that you went to? You know, that's really joyful, right? Think about something nice. And at that moment, then you think about what you want in your life. In that peaceful moment, you meditate to attract abundance coming to you. So it's a process we have to keep on practicing, and it's best done when we are in full balance. That's why a very nice qigong practice that we actually ask people to do is just a general qigong level one, you know. And after the practice, about 20 minutes, or even we do half the tape, then we just meditate. Good things happen to us in our life.
Hmm. I think you mentioned a really key point about, you know, it's about how much we give as well. Like it, a lot of us get stuck in the concept of the ego. It's all about me and what can I get? And so it really has a little bit to do with shifting that vibration. And what can you give? Like, what can you give to others? And it doesn't have to be money. It can be a smile. It can be, you know, a thank you. It can be, you know, just remembering, you know, a memory of, you know, positive intention, as Teresa was saying, just a beautiful memory that makes you feel better, and then send that energy out. But it's an important piece to sort of get that it's all connected. But when we're so caught up in the worry and concern and the fear, what we're projecting out is more worry and fear. And we're not giving love. We're caught up.
So if we think about if the like is attract like, that means if I worry more, I'm going to attract more worries in my life. It's almost that you want more. That's why you keep thinking of it. So sometimes we say there's not much we could do about what we're worrying. So we would say, okay, I worried enough. I have to stop. And I do something positive about what I can make things happen. So we say, oh, I don't think anything can happen, because nothing is happening, right? Nothing is working or something. Then we say that we are in a very difficult vibration at the time. So that's not healthy at all to stay there. So we have to get out. So who's coming to save me? You could probably listen to Laurie's radio is away. But the other thing is maybe I can practice. As I practice, I'm making myself consciously shifting to a different vibration, the vibration of balance. That's why acupuncture is based on Qigong. Herbal medicine is based on Qigong. Tai Chi is based on Qigong. So every day our nutrition is based on Qigong too. Because we think about how the food vibration is working for our health too. So I shift myself to practice to change my vibration. And when I finish my practice, all of a sudden the worry seems to be lighter. And they say, well, it's okay, I can deal with it. Because you're getting out of that difficult feeling, and then you find it's not that bad, actually. Sometimes we say, I give love, I just give, and I receive love back. So it's exchange of energy, that's all. So Qigong is also an exchange of energy. So it just works the same. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You have to experience more to understand that joy of being in the qi.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really important piece that I think we sometimes get caught up in everyday life that happens around us, and we forget. You know, it's not that difficult. Breathing is everything, and I mean, there's so much information out there. I mean, HeartMath, which is a big organization on, you know, the vibration that your heart can allow. I mean, it's all about breathing. And so it's what you're saying, it makes so much sense. And sometimes it's funny that we can get caught up in what's happening around us and forget to breathe, forget to ask for the balance, forget to send love.
But then sometimes we are so caught up with life, we don't realize we actually have a choice to shift.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much going on, how can I think otherwise? You know, someone hurt my feelings, I'm just in that feelings. Oh, I'm being hurt. How could that person do something like that to me or something like this? Mm-hmm. So we're just stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a vibration that we are going into it, really. But realizing it's just a vibration, so I say when I had enough of it, right? So I think I want to shift. So who's going to save you? So we say we have a DVD, play it, or go to a class, meet a friend and do something else, right? Mm-hmm. That's all changing vibration. So some people will maybe, okay, I need some food right now. Those food, I really need it because when I'm frustrated, I need to do that or something. So that's also a shift of energy. So the food also have its emotions that is supporting us. Like giving that need at the time, but maybe I ate more than I've been eating too much, right? I want to shift. So if I want to shift, then what are you gonna do? Because that's the way we say download your emotions with the food, right? So then we can shift our habit. Okay, I'm gonna have a different routine of exercise routine I keep on doing when I'm stressful, and then slowly just replace the need of certain food. It's very interesting. The concept is shifting, really. Consciously shifting, making a decisions and being aware and building a habit. No one teaches us to exercise, so we don't have that habit, right? So the habit has to be formed, right? So it can be just start with a few minutes. Everyone have a few minutes. But I don't want to do it. So that's okay. They say, when you want to do it, you do it then. So some people never do it, which is okay too. And I learned to stop telling people to do it these days. Never mind. They don't need it. So it's okay. You're good. I said, you're good. You don't need to do it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a choice. Right?
Yeah,
it's
a choice. So. But they are, you know, like Laurie likes to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess we need to go to break. So we'll come back from break and we'll talk about some of my experiences with Qigong and working with Master Teresa and how I maybe became a little bit lazy on the I Chi Gong and going to pull out all my notes from that and start doing it again. All right, you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Master Teresa. Again, go to her website, Google her name so that you can find out the YouTube site that she's on, and check out her videos. We're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and/or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. There were sounds in my head, a little voice is whispering that I should go and this should end. Oh, when I found myself listening, 'cause I don't know. Was black and white, that it was wrong, or it was right. I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. And I don't know if I can stand another hand upon me. All I know is that I should, 'cause you will love you more than I could. She who dares to stand.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We've been listening with Master Teresa and talking about Qigong and all the different experiences, I wanted to bring up my experience with Qigong because we did some work at the worst part of my frozen shoulders where I was going through an incredible amount of pain. And Teresa, you know, working with her, I mean, even if it was remotely working with her, the chi that you would send would be, you know, would take away the pain. It didn't last, but it would take away the pain for a while, which, you know, anybody that's ever suffered with it, it's a very interesting problem, but I would try and do the Qigong, exercises. There were stages and times where it just wasn't working for me just because I just couldn't get my arms kind of feeling energy and focusing. I mean, I could always get my hands to feel energy, but it was a difficult time in my life that, if it weren't for Master Teresa, I don't know what I would have done because those times of, it kind of brought hope back into my life because it was just a difficult period.
Exactly. So when we actually know that if you are being guided, you can actually do something about your symptoms, that you feel you're not stuck, there's a chance.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking for is a little light. So qi is actually a light. So, and it's like a wake up call sometimes too. It's very interesting how each person, connects with the qi.
Right.
It's all different.
It is all different. And, while we were on break, you were telling a story about your mother, and I think it's an interesting thing because you were talking about how if you really want to build your qi, you should do the exercises. However,
yes.
Tell the story because this is brilliant.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's like a year ago, my mother, she's 88 already, and then my father is actually almost 90 right now. Uh-huh. And then my mother actually really have a very severe rheumatoid arthritis, right? So the Qigong had helped her before that she actually got all the pain out. But then it has been a lot of years since, and then she's not eating well, she's not happy, and her legs is getting weak or something, and afterwards it's aging, right? So she has to go to the nursing home, and she really don't like going, or maybe she likes going. She doesn't even know what she's supposed to feel anyways. And but then all the pain is all coming back. It's the whole body touch is hurting. Mm. So she's on steroids and that. So I say, what can I do for my mother, right? I can send her qi, I can help her there, but what can I do when I'm not there, right? So she needs it all the time. It's like 24 hours she's in pain. So what I did is I say, I made some DVDs. I just get her a DVD player. I plug it in and then play the DVDs and then she just watch my DVDs all the time. And I also have one DVDs that I do healing. I send a healing to people. I said, you just sit there 6 minutes and think about your problems goes away, right? And then she plays that too. And I said, Mom, just think about the problems goes away. And, in about like 9 months now, the doctor actually keep cutting her medicine. Now she's in half a tablet of steroid. And all the pain is gone, basically, and all the inflamed area is gone. And doctor said, you're actually okay now. I don't really have to see you right now. And then see what's next, right?
Right.
And that was a really interesting story.
And what's great is because she couldn't actually do the exercises.
Exactly.
She got it just from...
She's watching it. She's on wheelchair.
And she's doing it in her
head. Yeah, she's doing it in her head.
Right.
And, That's something that the children can do for their parents.
Sure.
We would say that Master Teresa can send qi or something. But did you know that you can all learn how to send qi and then help the loved one in your life to feel better in that last some years, you know, and help them to go to the other side at peace, right?
Mm.
And they don't need a lot of painkiller if they do qigong, really.
Right.
So experience with pain is really amazing. I would say any endometriosis pain, you know, the woman, the uterine problem, they can go down by meditating with the Qigong practice. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I saw people, on Percocet.
Oh.
yeah, or even more morphine.
Yeah.
They need them. But then they realize as they meditate, they actually can bring all the pain down. Mm-hmm. Yes, they could come back, but they actually can go away too. And there are people really recovered completely with the Qigong. The interesting story is that I just thought to mention that we actually did not know a lot about endometriosis patient before. And then there was one doctor actually in Canada, I'm not going to name him. He actually just helped his clients to come to experience Qigong at one time of our life. And that's why we were actually dealing with a bunch of them at the time. And then since that, his wife also become a teacher of Qigong because she also recovered from some health issues.
Nice.
And it's really awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, there is a lot that it can help you with. And if you are in pain, you know, just connect with Teresa because she can do distance healing very effectively. She doesn't have to be there if you're not in Toronto or in the area of Toronto. So connect with her. You can find out more information if you go to MasterTeresa.com, Google her name, Master Teresa, and you can find out a bunch of videos on YouTube. There's just so much that you can get from understanding Qigong and how you can actually build the energy yourself and send the energy yourself and just really, really begin changing your life. Because it can bring a sense of new opportunities, choices, and freedom to begin getting back your power, really. Getting back your power. All right. This has been a great show. We will have you back sometime in the new year. And hopefully it won't be so stressful for you to get here.
Although, well, thanks for inviting me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.